The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Our friends at Brighton Ford want you to know exciting things are going on this month. You can celebrate 2023 with a new vehicle from Brighton Ford that take the hassle out of the buying process at 1-800-NEW-FORD. Our goal is to make your leasing or purchasing process as easy as possible. You can do the entire deal online when you choose Calculate Digital Deal, either schedule delivery or choose 45 and drive. That's where they have you in and out of the dealership in under 45 minutes. And don't forget, if you're currently in a lease that is due in the next 6 months, now is time for your next vehicle to make sure you get the features you want. Call them today. Shop at BrightonFord.com with free delivery. Stop by the dealership on Grand River at I-96 in Brighton. Shop 1-800-NEW-FORD. Now is a great time to get on board with Brighton Ford. So, we were not able to actually play that interview in the break because of, you know, just the way things work with StreamYard. We will feature it on the next edition of the Michigan Recruiting Insider podcast. We're recording today. It'll post tonight, where you get a lot of depth about what they think about Kirk Campbell, the endorsement that Kirk Campbell got from the McCarthy family. You get their position on timeline and where they are at this moment. And then you also get some of his displeasure with some of the coverage, but I made sure to keep 20 minutes of that out of the podcast. So it's only like 30 seconds of it. So, so there's that. But anyway, let's shift gears, guys, real quick and talk a little basketball as we get out of here. I said it was do or die time, and during our last podcast for the basketball program, none of us expected them to beat Purdue. They went out and played a good game against Purdue shorthanded. Felt like if they could apply that to other teams, to the other games, that, you know, they'd have a chance to pull some upsets there. But they certainly had to win their most winnable road game left, and they go and get blown out. So I wonder what you made of that effort against Penn State and what that means for them now as we look at the rest of the season.
Well, it's hard to know. I thought we had actually a chance against Purdue. Michigan matches up well, as I said last week, and I thought we had a reasonable chance to win that game. You know, without Jet, it seemed less likely. But Michigan played a pretty good game, and that was a game they indeed had some opportunities to win. The Penn State game, Jet comes out, hits his first seven shots. It's, I think, a 31-30 game. And Penn State can shoot the ball. I mean, they can shoot the ball, and even though they're small, they play pretty good defense. And then they just hit five straight threes, a couple of bricks that go in, one ridiculous shot that goes in, but they're all going in. And they hit at one point 13 for 22, I think was the number from three. Well, that's going to happen sometimes. If your defense is good or if your defense is bad, it doesn't matter. And they go on an 18-0 run, game over. I'm not, you know, making threes, from what I gather, tends to have some element of the random, but keeping teams from shooting threes doesn't. And Michigan is just not a good defensive team.
No,
that's just what it comes down to. And they're just not a good defensive team. And so we're going to see more of this. And tonight we play a really good defensive team in Northwestern. And
I don't know if they're that good of a defensive team. They can defend inside the perimeter, but yeah. Northwestern does not defend the perimeter at all.
You know, we've been talking about defense from the beginning of the season. We've been talking about defense since the Eastern Michigan game, right? Where, there are breakdowns in the backcourt, there are breakdowns in transition, there are breakdowns in every aspect of the defensive end of the floor for them. And I understand that there are limitations with this team. They aren't going to get quicker overnight. They aren't going to get more size in the backcourt overnight, right? They aren't going to get more depth on this team overnight. But there are certain things, or there have to be some things on this team they can do better. They can stop the ball in transition better than they do, right? They cannot lose their men. They playing more zone because they have problems staying in front of people. Yeah. They cannot lose shooters, especially in zone, right? There are things that they as a team, from player execution to coaching, got to figure out a way to just improve what you can improve. And that's kind of what I was talking to Phil about yesterday. He's like, hey, man, I know what it is. I know you guys are limited. I know there are some buttons that you just can't, some things you just got to deal with, right? But what are the things you can get better at right here, right now? We saw you compete one way against Purdue and saw you compete a totally different way.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
To which they all took the blame for, from players to Juwan to Phil. They all took the blame for how they played in that game. So how can you improve that down the stretch? Because you can't. Losing the game is one thing. Losing the way they just lost to Penn State is a totally different thing to me. I don't know about you, Seth.
Man, like, I mean, threes are going to go down. Sometimes you're just going to have a game where, you know, that's what Penn State is, right? The first preview I wrote about them was like, oh, this team shoots a lot of threes, and when they go down, because the other thing they do is they back you down with their point guard, and Michigan had a pretty decent response to that. It's just, Michigan's not a good basketball team, even though they've got some talent on this team. They don't have, you know, the fourth guy, the fifth guy, the sixth guy, the seventh guy. They're kind of bringing some guys along, but, you know, they don't have those other scoring options. So, I mean, Bufkin's had a good season, and Dickinson, you know, he hasn't taken that next step, right? He's plateaued and kind of been just way less efficient. And, you know, when Dickinson gets doubled, the play was to pay him to pass out. Well, he passes the ball out. If it goes to Jet, Michigan gets a good shot off. He passes the ball out to Kobe, 50% chance Michigan gets a good shot off, or he, you know, finds a lane. If they pass it to Doug, well, he can't shoot over people. So he dribbles it around a little bit on the perimeter, and then you got to reset. If it goes out to Terrence, you know, he may take a while to get his shot off. He might get a good one. That might, some nights those go down. If it, you know, if you've got your double bigs on the court, it's just the options fall off the table. So, like, I can't get that mad about their defense against Penn State had things lacking. But also, Penn State was hitting their shots. And that's what turned that game into a laugher. You know, the Maryland one was more upsetting just because it was more about defensive effort. And it was more about allowing rebounds. And that's where this team has just, they lose focus at times. If they don't have a good reason to be going. And so this is now, they're going to Northwestern. It's another team they beat at home, right? They beat Maryland at home pretty handily. They 35. Beat Penn State at home. Yeah. They beat Penn State at home. That was, you know, not a particularly close game. And they beat Northwestern at home. And then they go to play these teams a second time. Minnesota, their second game against Minnesota was a clunker, right? They killed them on the road. And then they play them at home, and it's a close game. So I can't help but wonder if, like, if you give this team just a little bit of room to relax, that they'll take it. And that Purdue game, like, their hair was on fire. That's an opportunity to win a big one.
I think that's where Juwan, when he says, that's on me, they weren't prepared. I think that's what he's talking about. And a coach should take that on the chin because it didn't carry over. That play with your hair on fire and a sense of urgency. Phil said it yesterday. We were kind of slogging through. And a team in the position that Michigan is in can ill afford to do that. So hopefully we see something different tonight. We are out of time. Feel better, Brian. We'll see you next week. We'll drop the podcast. That's on our YouTube page, on the Michigan Insider YouTube page. We'll drop that later on today. We'll be talking NIL strategy, class wrap-up, Nicholas Harbor postmortem, the interview with Jayden Davis's dad on Timeline, and Kirk Campbell as well. So be sure to check that out. That'll do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.